試験監督者は音量及び室内の聞こえ具合を確認してください。2024年度第2回実用英語技能検定1級リスニングテスト。ただいまから1級リスニングテストを行います。これからお話しすることについて質問は受けませんので、よく注意して聞いてください。なお、リスニングテスト放送中に音飛びや騒音があった場合は、発生した問題のトラックの初めに戻し、やり直します。しかしながら、万が一、教室監督者が気づかない場合は、速やかに手を挙げてお知らせ願います。このテストでは、テストの方法と注意事項がすべて英語で放送されます。
The listening test for the grade 1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has four parts. All of the questions in these four parts are multiple choice questions. For each question, choose the best answer from among the four choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part 1. In this part, you will hear 10 dialogues, number 1 through number 10. Each dialogue will be followed by one question. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once.
Now, we will begin the Grade 1 listening test. Number 1.
Can I help you?
You repair leather goods here, right?
Some, yes. What exactly do you need repaired?
It's this briefcase. See how the stitching on the strap has come apart? I was wondering if that could be re-sewn.
Sure, we can do that. But I'm afraid the staining isn't something we can fix.
Oh, that's okay. It's been there for years. I'm more concerned about the bag's functionality than its appearance.
Okay, give me a few days and I'll take care of it.
Question: What does the man want the woman to do?
Number 2.
I didn't want to say anything in the marketing meeting, but I have some reservations about Trevor's suggestion.
You don't think printing our logo on t-shirts is a good idea?
Not really. We'd have to order so many different sizes, and we'd need a huge amount of stock. Printing on magnets or coffee mugs makes more sense.
You should have said something. I don't think anyone had really considered that.
Maybe I'll send out a follow-up email to everyone.
That's a good idea. Let's not wait until our next meeting to bring it up.
Question: What will the man do?
Number 3.
I can't believe Terrence got the district manager position. He's always late for work and he pushes most of his work off on others. I think you should have been given that job.
Thanks. Maybe I should have spent my time golfing with the owner of the company like Terrence did.
So, what are you going to do now? There's not a lot of room for advancement in this company.
No, there isn't. And I certainly don't want to work under Terrence. He'll be a terrible manager. I think it's time to update my resume.
Question: What does the woman imply?
Number 4.
Can you look over this lease agreement for me? I'm renting a big hall for an event I'm hosting, and I need some help with the legal terms before I sign it.
Sure, let me read it over in more detail. Right off the bat, though, I'll just say that I think the total amount they're charging you is a bit inflated.
Do Do you think I should try to get it adjusted?
Absolutely. It wouldn't be unreasonable to request a discount, especially since you're booking so far in advance.
Question. What does the woman suggest the man do?
Number 5.
Thanks for coming to repair our deck.
No problem. What happened anyway? We only built it for you last summer.
Well, a young man from the neighborhood broke the railing while he was trimming some of our trees. Luckily, he wasn't injured.
That's good. Or you might have been looking at a lawsuit.
That did occur to me. Your company does tree trimming too, right?
Yep. And all our workers are insured. It's nice to support your neighbors, but it's safer to use a contractor.
Question. What does the man imply?
Number 6.
I'm so looking forward to the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the McSheely Community Center this weekend.
I don't think any of us realize what we were getting ourselves into when we decided to renovate this old church into a community center.
Seriously, it's been quite a process. Building a new facility from scratch would have been easier.
Yes, but this building has character. I'm glad we went the extra mile to preserve the old stained glass windows.
Definitely. And sections of the original brick walls.
Question. What were the speakers surprised about?
Number 7.
If there's another heat wave this summer, our warehouse workers are really going to suffer.
That's for sure. The company should invest in a new air conditioning system.
Do you think the executives will go for it? They're not very sympathetic toward the workers.
I'm going to present it as an issue that affects productivity. The new system would be a long-term investment that could boost profits.
They might just go for that.
Question. What do we learn about the company's executives?
Number 8.
I was just out sweeping the deck, and I noticed a rustling sound.
Yeah, I heard it yesterday. There's definitely some sort of animal living under there.
I haven't seen anything, but it could be a groundhog, or maybe a family of raccoons.
Do you think we need to have whatever it is removed?
If it's a groundhog, definitely. They move so much soil that structures can be damaged.
I hope it's just raccoons then. I'll get a pest control company to come out and take a look.
Question. What do the speakers imply about groundhogs?
Number 9.
What did you think about that lecture, Howard?
It was interesting, but I can't say I agree with the professor's view on censorship of the internet.
Really? I thought he had a good point. Freedom of speech is fine in principle, but I agree with him that there should be some regulations regarding what people can say online.
Personally, I think any kind of censorship violates a person's right to express their views, even if most people don't agree with them. And there's a danger that censorship can be used by governments to suppress criticism of their policies.
But what about hate speech or comments that are blatantly racist or sexist?
Of course, I don't condone prejudice or abusive comments, but I think that's a different issue. If opinions are supported by evidence and based on facts, people should be able to express them freely.
I see your point, but the problem these days is that people can post anything online without any risk of being held accountable.
Yes, and I think that's what needs to be addressed. There are slander laws relating to other types of media, so those can be applied to the internet as well.
I guess that makes sense.
Question. What is one thing the man implies?
Number 10.
Wow, that rehearsal was a catastrophe. Pierre, Jamal, do you have any ideas about how to fix this mess?
I don't know, Nadine. We have such an innovative script, but our leading characters' performances have been just dreadful so far. And there are only 5 days until opening night.
All three of the main actors were delivering their lines like complete amateurs. Do you have any idea what's going on with them, Jamal?
Apparently, there's some kind of backstage tension between Brianna and Craig. There was a huge shouting match in the dressing room yesterday afternoon. I don't know the details, though.
I heard that she was ridiculing Craig's performance to his face. And some of the other actors have said that Brianna has become extremely arrogant since she got the leading role.
That's for sure. Did you hear the way she talked down to Tom last week?
Yeah, he just stumbled over his lines a bit. She didn't have to humiliate him in front of everyone.
Pierre, do you think you could have a little chat with Brianna? We have to do something about this issue immediately, or else this production is going to be an absolute failure.
Question. What is Pierre likely to discuss with Brianna?